Dov.
Okay. Well, you're in the new place, sitting instead of the grown-ups. Very good. So we're starting our lesson. What is the subject? You don't know. No one knows what we're talking about. Something about intention. You're always wise, guessing. What? The development of man. Very good. Very good. Development of man. Why does man develop? If we see, for instance, did you ever see small kittens? Afterwards, they grow up. And dogs and all animals. The same with us. We're born small and gradually we grow. Only animals grow quickly and we grow slower. Man develops. You've seen movies. If he's a child, he can come in. Did you ever see movies where thousands of years ago man lived in caves with a fur? Okay. He was a savage, and afterwards gradually he developed. And cats that existed in that same period, they also developed, or didn't they? Elephants? Or did they remain the way they were? What do you think? They died, but did they change the way man changed? No. How then? Mammoths. That was thousands and thousands of years ago. I'm talking about 1,000 or 2,000 years ago. True, but we did this. It's not that it's of that comes from nature. Cats changed because we have adopted them. And we tamed dogs and wolves, etc. In short, but we did this ourselves. Men, people. But they did not develop the way we did. The way we live with a dog, with a cat, with a horse, then more or less 1,000 or 2,000 years ago, they were like this. But man, he really changed. Meaning that man changed throughout history, and animals didn't. They didn't really change. And also man changes during life. A person, he constantly develops, and he has additional intellect and understanding, and he becomes bigger and more grown up. However, a cat, let's say, in 2 months, he grows up, and that's that. It's enough for him, let's say up to half a year, and he doesn't grow any more than that. And also a dog, it's the same with a dog, and he has no more reason or mind, a half-year-old dog or a 10-year-old dog. However, a man, he always has more and more. So we see that we develop. What else is there special in man's development? Boys, girls, the development of the soul. The development of the soul. Good. Yes? Who else? The point in the heart develops. The point in the heart develops. True. Yes? Our desires develop. Yes? Let him. As to the extent to which we work together. The more we work together, we develop more. Okay, you also. The sixth sense also develops. The sixth sense. Okay, who else? Meaning that along with the physical development, man develops in his desires, in his thoughts, in his yearnings. He wants more and more and more. True? A small man wants small things. Child wants games, small things at home. A grown-up wants more and more and more. Very good. Now, Somewhere on the axis of time, the point in the heart develops within a man. What does he start feeling? A person that has a point in his heart compared with a person that doesn't have. He starts asking, what is the meaning of my life? Why am I living? Why does all of this happen with me? Why do I have sorrow? Why do I have happiness in this world? Good. Who else? Well, boys? No. Yes? He asks suddenly, what is the meaning of life? Why was I created? Who created me? And other questions that the Kabbalah tells us about. Very good. And this all stems from the point in the heart. That it actually attracts a person to answer these questions. Very good. So, meaning that man develops. Listen. Man develops corporeally. He was small. He became bigger. Man also develops throughout history. He was a savage with a fur. You know, he used to walk around like this. And now he's like me, you know, all like... And afterwards, man also develops in his desires from generation to generation in his thoughts till he reaches a state where suddenly has a point in his heart. He develops so that he starts asking, what is the meaning of my life? Why am I living? What is all this life for? Etc., etc. Good. So he has a development. Not only in this world he has a development, but he has also a higher development in the spiritual world. Good. Are there any questions about this? Ask. No one prepared questions at home. Yes? When a man develops, then also somehow his qualities develop in his body. This is a smart and tough question. When a person develops, a deficit develops within him, a desire to know, a desire to feel something that he's lacking, and maybe sometimes doesn't know what. Something is missing. And then he looks. In order to find what he's looking for, usually he has to change himself. He has to be prepared and ready to feel new things, to develop himself. For instance, I like to enjoy some music, so I have to accustom myself to it, learn what is music, what does it talk about, is it one way or another, etc. And also, with respect to all the things in this world, if I want to feel great things, I have to first of all learn how to feel them, to develop my sensation for it. And the spiritual world, we do not perceive it at all, true? We have no development for it. Our natural development, man's natural development, brings us only to the development in this world. What is missing from our development in order to feel the spiritual world? Well, come on. The sixth sense. True. What is the sixth sense? What am I lacking? I want to feel something. I have some kind of doldrums. I have some kind of a deficit, some kind of an emptiness. Love. Love. You're jumping too much. What do I need love for? Well, this is already a means. Eventually you miss love, yes, but what else am I lacking? We'll come to this. Who else? What? Yes, Ichi? Friends. So what do I need friends for? Yes. There you behind. In order to connect with them. Okay, why should I connect with them? By this I develop? Well... Come on, bring it back to me. Quickly. By this you develop and come to the Creator. Okay, so this means that by entering the group, like you said, and also they said, then we develop ourselves, meaning that society is capable of developing in a person such things that he himself cannot develop. Did you read about Mowgli? Did you hear it? What kind of a story is it? Who can tell? Come on, you tell. You know maybe how to tell nicely. No, wait for the mic. Slowly. It is actually a baby that was left on his own, or his parent died. I can't remember, but he grew up with wolves. And since he did not know about people, what do they do and how they are, he saw around him only wolves, how they behave and what they do. So therefore, he learned how to live with them, and he became one of them. He had a different body, he looked different, but he felt that he's together with them. Yes, and this is how we see many more stories. Here and there, sometimes children disappear in the forest. Yes, and afterwards they're found a few years later, and we can see that they did not develop. They became like animals that they lived among. Meaning the development, it depends on what?
No.
Well, depends on man. No. Someone new? The friends, the environment. Environment. So, if I'm in an environment of wolves, I'll behave like a wolf. And if I'm in an environment of people, I'll behave like a man. And also people in the environment of people. There are many, many groups, societies, clubs, cultures that depends where I am. Therefore, Baal Sulam says, what does it mean, the realization of free choice? What is free choice? How do we realize our choice? You did not learn about this? Only by the environment. When I choose what are my environment to go to, either where you study Kabbalah or play football or you're going to rob something, wherever I enter, whatever society I enter, it doesn't matter who I am, I'll grow up to be like that society. And the same example we see from nature. Children were lost, wolves have taken them, or let's say in some other place, and precisely according to the place where they grew, that's how they'll be. Therefore, we have to unite and build our own environment. And constantly for the children to be together, the friends, and then by being in a special environment, they'll also grow in a special way. Whoever wants to be a Kabbalist, he has to grow among Kabbalists. There is no choice. If he'll go to another place, then he'll grow according to that place. Yes? So you're saying that you're trying to, I mean, all of us are trying to make an environment, like we have an environment of school, of friends, so you want us to grow here. Here there is really a big question. You're going to school, right? Everyone. And besides this, you're also at home. And besides this, you're also here. Is there another place where you are? What? With friends. What friends? From the group, from the school, or from your school, yes? Also sometimes friends from here. Okay, so three places. It's school, home, and here. So now it's important for us to know according to which environment will you grow. So at home and here, it's actually the same environment because there's the same goal. The environment, it is examined according to the goal. What is the goal? What is our goal? All of us together? To reach the Creator. Good. And school, there is a different purpose there, different goal. What is the goal there? Everyone knows. Give him. In elementary school, it's to come to junior high to high school, etc. meaning to achieve some achievements in this world, which is also fine, but there is something beyond this. So, if we are in a few societies simultaneously, dad goes to work in one place, mom goes to work in another place, you go to school, you come back from school home, afterwards you come here, how do I choose which environment shall influence me? Well, who else? Do you know? Boys. How do I choose? Bala Sulami says that choosing the environment is the most important thing, meaning that I can also choose an environment. This is the only thing that I can choose. You know. Well, who then? From the girls. Please? Yes. According to what is most suitable for me, whatever I connect to, this is how I choose my environment. But you have a few environments, a few societies in which you have to be. You're going to some circle, and to school, and at home, and here, and maybe a few more places where you have to be. Whether you want it or not, you have to be there. So how do you choose? What environment shall influence you and which won't? If there's a point in the heart, then I'll want to connect to the people that are here. Meaning there is an environment in which we are, but to begin with, we don't want to connect with them, but we necessarily come. And there is an environment to which we come in order to connect in mind and heart. If, for instance, I choose a bad environment and then I come to a good environment, can the good environment bring me to its environment or I still remain? It depends what you choose. For instance, you have bad children at school or in the yard and you are in their company and they influence you. So what can you do? You will always perceive from them the same behavior they have. So therefore, it is worthwhile distancing yourself from them. Quickly, give them the mic. But then a good environment comes to me, and can it influence me? But what does it mean that it comes to you, that you enter it? For instance, I have... Here I have a good environment, and for instance, in school I have a bad environment, and you want to be here or in school? It depends where you want to be. It depends who do you want to be impressed by. Who do you want to connect with? With whom? You don't know yet. He said here, it seems to you that he likes you. Okay. So, we choose the environment according to what is important for us. Yes? But if, for instance, in school I have a bad environment and it's in school and I can't distance myself from them, to distance, very good. What does it mean to distance or come closer? Yes? Wait a second. To get out of it. What does it mean to get out or get in? If I'm in school, there's a class full of people, wicked, bad children. I don't want to connect with them. I'm afraid of them. I don't want to, but no choice. I go to school. I have no choice. I have to sit there in class. So how do I keep myself from connecting with them? And I'm with them in that very same place. Yes? Wait, Mike. Simply not to refer to them. Very good. So, it's not important the physical place. Who asked? You did. What did you say? That if I have a bad environment in school and I connect to a good environment, then I can't distance myself from a bad one. So what does it mean to distance? Come on, tell me, what does it mean to distance? Not to refer to them, not to relate to them. To choose a good environment, it means that you pay attention to someone, to learn from them, And not to be in a good environment, it doesn't mean that I have to physically distance myself. It's possible that I sit beside him, but I don't listen to him. And this means to distance oneself, meaning proximity or distance, it means according to the extent to which I listen and want to be close and connect or not. Therefore, we have to be very careful in the places where we are, and we have no choice for us to keep for ourselves, not to be connected with the people in that place. And in a place to which I want to connect, then I open myself up and really want to connect everyone to myself. Yes? I have a question regarding man's development. Is there a difference between the development of a man and the development of a woman? No. Meaning, a man develops as a man, and a woman develops as a woman. Also in both in spirituality and in corporeality. Each one has corporeal desires till the point in the heart awakens in them. And afterwards, also according to the point in the heart, both man and woman, they develop a bit differently, because men, they're obliged to be in a group in the love of friends, and women, they depend on it less. They're less dependent on it. Very good. So, this is development of man. We see that it depends on the environment and only on it. And man develops and has to develop, and nature pushes us to develop. We've developed from generations and generations till we've reached our modern times, and now we're in a development, in the beginning of the spiritual development. The spiritual development is, what is it? The point in the heart. Yes? Okay. How do we identify in a person? Does he have a point in the heart or doesn't he? Does he deserve a spiritual development or doesn't he? Who else? Come on. Someone new? Yes? Usually, you only see how he behaves on the outside, but in order to see him from the inside, you have to see whether he studies Kabbalah, and this is how you can see. Because if, for instance, you have not, if you did not come to attainment, then you can't see whether he has a point in the heart, because it's possible to see it only from within. You can't see it if you do not study Kabbalah, it depends. But according to his questions, is it possible to know whether he has a point in the heart or not? Yes, it depends what kind of questions about Kabbalah, or depends what kind of a question does he ask. If he asks about himself, okay, so what do you think? Do we have to also open schools for the spiritual, man's spiritual development or not? How would you have done it? Well, you don't need any school. It has to be from within. From within. But nonetheless, you have to study. You have to come, connect with others, be impressed by society. For this reason, we come here. You come, and someone who doesn't come, then we have to bring him here. Well, come on, girls. It is possible to make a school, but only for someone from Bnei Boch. Only from Bnei Boch. What kind of a discrimination? Why? Because other people might think that what we're saying is foolish. Oh, so prideful you think that only we are the only ones not saying foolish things. Who's there? I think that we have to build a school for spiritual development, because this is how children, instead of going to school where there is a bad environment, they'll go to a school of spiritual development, and this way they'll be in a good environment. Meaning, instead of an ordinary school or not?
No.
She wanted to say something. Yes? No? Okay, from back there. I don't think that it should come instead of school, although it sounds unrational, but having to develop the spiritual world does not mean that we completely have to detach from the corporeal world, because what, we'll stop eating all day long, think about what we have to correct? We have to live in both worlds. Do you agree with her or not? But, no, there are those that say no. We'll hear in a moment. But school, even if it will be built, it doesn't have to come instead of, but it has to come only for someone who wants it, because it's forbidden to compel spiritual development, because... True? True? Okay. Do you want to say something? Okay. Yes, please? We don't have to do it instead of school, because nonetheless we have to study, but we can make some kind of a framework to be once in a while, in the afternoon, something more than a lesson, an addition. Every day such lessons about spiritual development, or once a week? What do you think? First of all, we'll ask all the girls and then the boys. 3-5 times a week? 3-5 times a week. Ooh, that's a lot. And your neighbor there? Every day, besides Saturday. Besides Saturday. Not to ruin the Saturday? Okay, good. Now we'll go to the boys. What do you think? How will we organize the school for the spiritual development, for man's spiritual study? Come on, what do you think? Oh, we won't do it instead of school, only we'll add a lesson of Kabbalah in the ordinary school. Every day. Every day? I don't know. You don't know. What do you think? I said no, because in school you have no choice. And you have to. Everyone obliges you. And of course it's for life, but in corporeal school no one obliges you. You do it from within. If you don't have a desire, then you come and no one sees it, then it won't succeed. You there in the back? Yes, Gilt? Because it's a bit of a problem. You also have to see whether the children, they want to study Kabbalah. True, but let's say there is school, but they don't know what it is, so they won't understand anything. Ooh, you see, he says, how will we be able to simply make a Kabbalah lesson in school? In my lesson, in my class, besides me and two more maybe, no one wants to study. Why? So what should I teach them for? Kabbalah is being studied only for the point in the heart. Yes or no? So how will we oblige everyone? So we'll have to open a special school. Let him say. Whoever doesn't want, he simply won't come. Okay, good. This is a good approach. This is the correct approach. It's also possible to have a circle, not necessarily a lesson. Very good. But many times or not? Come on, say. At least 3 times a week. At least 3 times a week. Your father studies 3 hours every day and you only 3 hours a week. Why? Because... maybe we'll have an hour every time. Do we have something from overseas that we have to answer? Yes. We have a question from Misha from Toronto. He's 12 years old and he's asking about man's development. He asks whether the Kabbalah agrees with the opinion that people have developed from monkeys. No. Of course not. Both animals have developed on their own and man has developed on his own, but they emerge one after the other in the development of the vegetative animates of the still vegetative animate and speaking, and there were monkeys and afterwards developed man. But the reshimot of a man, as we study, they're completely different than the reshimot of the monkeys. There was once a monkey from which a man was already born. How is it possible? This way, mom and dad were still monkeys, and what was born by them, they simply looked, this is something new. And this was man. We'll learn about this. Yes? Who else? A bit of a different subject. Roxanne, she is 12 years old from Toronto. She's asking, how can we be closer to children from Bnei Baruch Israel? two children in Bnei Baruch in Israel. Where is she from? From Toronto. I think that maybe you should start talking amongst yourselves. All the children, we're now working on a big site where all the children from the whole world with a point in the heart will be there. Whoever studies, whoever's parents are studying Kabbalah, for all of these children to be able to be connected together. We'll divide them into ages, classes, let's say, till the age of 10, of 12, 13, 15, 20, till the age of 20. And for all the children, boys and girls, could be able to connect between them and talk and tell and be connected. And afterwards, we'll have like a big summer camp on some holiday, and they'll come to us. Or we'll fly out someplace and we'll organize together such a great meeting. Both now, we're having a congress in February, and on this congress there will also already be a large department of children. You know this? You have to now work very strongly in order to prepare plans, to prepare games, songs, and in general, place. Many children from overseas will come, not only from Israel that did not exist here in your group, but also from or that are from your group here, but also from overseas. How will you accept them? You have to really sit and think about it seriously, make plans. What will you do with them? Now suddenly come guests, 10, 20 PA children, and there will come much more, and they're standing there, and they don't know what to do, and you also don't know what to do with them. That's not good. You have to be ready for this. I'm saying seriously. This is how this is what we want to do in our February Congress for children to come. But on this site, for instance, we're not talking fluent English. We can't talk to children from Toronto. It's sufficient, as no matter how much you talk, and besides they develop, but can also children from France or Spain talk to us? English is a mutual language for everyone. For everyone? And if they don't know or we don't know, there's no such thing that you completely don't know English and it's not true and you know enough to talk to them. These are simple things. And it's worthwhile becoming more sophisticated in this. This will also push you to study more and to be more free, fluent. Nonetheless, English is an international language, and we all have to... I'm already old, but in truth, the children, they have to study. And there, on this site that we'll make, you'll correspond and connect and talk and see each other. We'll do this soon. Soon we'll have this. But I'm talking about the Congress. Regarding the Congress, you really have to care for this. There will come children. What? I am a grown-up and I can take care of them? You'll have to take care of them to accept to... They'll have to come in order to feel your society. This is something very obliging. Yes? There in the end, gits. But we have to teach them how to do this. True, each one should talk about this to his dad and afterwards talk to our managers, with all of our managers, demand of them to teach you what to do, to give you the possibilities to build different games, programs, songs, music, different things. For it to really be, you'll also have to tell them about the Kabbalah, to explain to them everything. Sure, this is great work that you have. We're already now grown-ups that are starting to prepare ourselves for the Congress, and also you have to do this. This is something very important. Well, we also have to divide people according to languages. No, not according to languages. I think that it's especially in English, and everything will get along. I also know children from Russia, and they all speak English. And let's say a five-year-old child will come, and let's say if a small child comes, so what will we tell him? A small child, if he's small, then the parents will take care of him. This is something else. So we'll see how to translate, but this is really something important. Give them the mic, well, a few more questions, and we'll conclude. Well, Baruch, you want to ask? Please. I have a question about the connection of man and the environment, the society. If a person is in a bad environment, and this environment is suitable for them, but he doesn't know that they're bad, and the environment there is suitable for his behavior, for how he is accustomed to behave, and suddenly he starts to understand that there's the wisdom of Kabbalah and the Creator and everything. So can he somehow turn his environment into an environment that studies Kabbalah somehow? And can he get out of this environment, a bad environment? Yes, he can, because his desire... Look, if he's in the ordinary human environment and suddenly the point in the heart burns in him, then he's brought, according to the point in his heart, to a new spiritual environment, and there he already has to become stronger. Well, come on, yell. He's sleeping. You have the mic? Give it on, please, and give on the mic to whoever... But how can a person do it himself? It's one big great environment. Doesn't matter. If he's living in some place and suddenly has the point in the heart, then from the heavens, really, he's being brought to a place where he can spiritually develop. You last there. Yes, you? I have a question regarding what we talked about. For instance, I have a good friend, and he doesn't want to study Kabbalah. He's obliged to study Kabbalah, and he doesn't really want to, so I won't be his friend. It's a bad environment. Also in a bad environment. No, he's... Let's say without an environment. If he's without an environment and he's your friend but he doesn't want to study, you can play with him, you can be with him, and try from time to time to tell him something about Kabbalah. Maybe he'll change. Okay. Who can give a summary about what we've talked about today regarding the development of man? Yes? Give it. Someone else from the children? We've learned about a man and his environment, where in environment... How can he turn his environment into a good environment? How can he choose the environment, leave an environment, and all the connections between environment and man, and also his development? Good. What else is there to add? Give it to the girls. Yes. We've learned about man's development, and what else developed in man that his soul has developed. Yes. And what is the difference between man and all the rest of the animals? Who can add? A man develops each year anew, an animal. For instance, a cat, after a year and a half, it grew, but it has the same brain of a cat like it was little. And man, he constantly grows. Another 5 years, he'll be smarter, and 3 more years, even more smarter. He constantly grows more and more in wisdom. Good. And what else is there? Yes, please. People, they have cultivated animals, and actually man changed nature. And besides this, in a man there is another course of development. Man has... he used electricity, he used everything, he grew, he developed. Oh, not only that, he develops, he also changes his environment. And one more course of development for man. Yes, you there in the back. If a person develops, his desires also develop. Who else? If a man has a point in the heart And suddenly, questions awaken in him of what is the meaning of my life? Who created me? Why was the world created and such things? Good. And your neighbor there? From a bad environment, you can shift from a bad environment to a good environment. It's hard, but possible. Yes? You wanted to add? Like he said, that people have used different energies in order to develop. And also before, 200 years ago, man developed through animals. Okay. And what else? Children who can add? Who else can add there? I had a question. If children will stay here, for instance, from a different land, then there are children that they're going to the first grade and they're not learning yet English in school. So how can they talk to them? So with you, there's going to be Mrs. Anna, I don't know what's her name exactly, and she'll translate for you, and there will be a few more that will translate for you into Russian and English and Hebrew, three languages. It's always going to be enough. Okay? Ah, we have a song. I forgot. You know this song? No. Let's see. Maybe I know it too. Well. Good year. And till next lesson. Thank you. Ki rak beyachad et hachoshech